Namaste, my dears. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 19 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. Today's episode features a full-length level 2 class which emphasizes the renewal of yourself through the breath. By coming back to this practice, back to your higher self, back to your breath, you are able to truly let go of what no longer serves you or others. I thank you so much for listening and supporting the podcast. Thank you for your emails, for your reviews, and for your donations. I am so grateful for the connections that we create here through this podcast. Now, if you'd like to connect, please do email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. Leave me a voice message at 503-583-2599 or follow me on Twitter at yoginiinthehood. As always, photos of the asanas, the postures practiced in this podcast, are available for your viewing at sunroseyoga.com. Much love to you. Namaste.
I love the new year. This is our chance to start fresh, so to speak. We can begin with new intentions or continue intentions from the previous year. And this is much like our yoga practice. Each time we come back to the mat, we have a chance to begin again. We have a chance to renew our intentions. And within our practice, we have the opportunity each time we come into a pose to begin again. We have the chance with each breath to begin again. And through this process of constant renewal, we learn to let go of those things that no longer serve us, that no longer serve others. So just like with the new year, when we let go of those things in 2009 that didn't serve us, with each breath here on your mat tonight, you have that opportunity. Let's bring the hands to the heart and close the eyes. Just settling into the body, bringing your awareness to each part of the body, maybe noticing any tightness, maybe noticing those parts of the body that could use your attention and could use your intention. And then allow your awareness to come into your breath, noticing each breath in and noticing each breath out. Noticing those spaces between the inhalation and the exhalation, between the exhalation and the inhalation, where this process of renewal begins again. Space where all is possible. I thought we could begin tonight by setting our own intention for this practice. Maybe it's your intention for the new year. Maybe just your intention for the next hour or so. As you breathe in, lengthen the spine. Hold that intention into your heart center. And as you breathe out, bow your head to your heart, committing to that intention. And I thought that we could begin tonight by chanting the word Om one time. Om is the vibration of oneness. It is the sound of the universe. So we'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out. And in. Table pose. Our wrists are right below our elbows, right below our shoulders, and our knees are right below the hips. As you breathe in, lengthen your spine from seat to crown, filling into the back of the lungs. And as you breathe out, rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels of the forehead on the floor in Bhaktasana, devotional. As you inhale, slowly make your way back to table, Chakravakasana. And as you exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog. We'll let our inhalation guide us back to table, easing the knees down to the floor. And slowly exhale, dropping the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Inhaling to table, using the entire length of the breath to complete the movement. And as you exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let's take in a few breaths here, just breathing and stretching, bending one knee at a time, pressing it to the opposite heel maybe. Again, bringing your attention into your body, noticing those parts of the body that really felt today, felt all that happened today, and committing to breathe into those spaces, to honor those spaces. The tops of the shoulders are beginning to drop away from the ears. The shoulder blades are rolling down the back. We're rooting down into that fleshy part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. Get one more breath here. Exhale, really begin to press the inner thighs back toward the back wall. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Nice high lunge. Let's bring the hands to the top of the thighs. So we're on our back toe. Good. Hands come to the heart as you are ready. We'll inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up. Exhale the hands to the heart. And always drop down to the back knee if you like. Inhale, circle, sweep. And exhale the hands to the heart. Good. Inhale, circle, sweep. And exhale the hands to the heart center. As you inhale, release the hands to the earth. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. And bring the feet together. And as you breathe in, sweep the right leg up toward the sky. Bend the knee if you like. And then begin to peel open the right hip, gazing underneath the right armpit. Maybe fanning the right toes. Lengthening all the way through that leg, so you'll begin to get a really beautiful stretch right around the top hip. Good, beautiful. Maybe fan those toes. Let's inhale and square the hips to the floor, and exhale, release that foot down. Good. Perhaps wiggle the hips from side to side. Good, now we'll inhale, sweep the left leg up toward the sky, bending the knee. Heel that hip open. Good. Stay soft through the ribs. Stay soft through the face.
but continue to root down
through the hands. Good, now as we inhale, let's square the hips to the front of the room. And as you exhale, step that left foot all the way forward, coming into a nice high lunge. Good. Bring the hands to the top of the thigh, and then to the heart center. We'll inhale and circle, sweep the arms around and up, gazing up if it feels okay. And exhale the hands to the heart. Inhale, circle, sweep. And exhale the hands to the heart. One more inhale. Feel freedom in the low back. And exhale the hands to the heart. Inhale, release the hands to the earth. And as you exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left, standing forward, fold, Uttanasana. Take the feet just a little bit wider apart, maybe hip width. Let the head dangle. Grab opposite elbows with the hands and just begin to sway the upper body from side to side. You can feel the weight shifting in the feet. And then try to keep that weight constant between the right and the left foot. Coming back to center. Release the hands down toward the floor. Now as you inhale, let's come up halfway, maybe bringing the hands to the shins. Lengthen from the seat all the way up beyond the crown of the head. And as you exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. As you inhale, again, come up halfway. This time, maybe roll the shoulders up, back and down, and tuck the tailbone. Exhale and fold. One more inhale, come up halfway, lengthening. And exhale, fold. Now, as you breathe in, root down through the feet, maybe bend the knees. Use the legs to draw the upper body and the arms all the way up. And exhale the hands to the heart. Feel the connection to the earth with the four corners of the feet. And we'll gently heel toe our feet together. Good. We'll begin with Chandra Namaskar. Inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up. Lift up, gaze up. And exhale, dive forward. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, step the right foot back. We'll come into Anjaneya Asana first. So we stay on our toe, keep the heel lifted. Hands come first to the top of the thigh, then to the heart, and then all the way up. Exhale, sink into the hips. Soft face. Right hip is drawing forward, left hip is drawing back. Relaxing through the shoulders. Now as we inhale, let's reach forward and release the hands down to the earth. As you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. Knees are lifted. Unless this feels too intense, then drop the knees down to the earth. We'll stay here for a few breaths as we soften through the back of the heart, lengthen the back of the neck, breathing in to the belly. Now with your next exhalation, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. We'll place the elbows right underneath the shoulders, coming into Sphinx. Good, now engage the hands by touching the earth and then gently pulling the belly toward the hands and the hands toward the belly. Stay soft through the face. Good, staying with the breath. Good, let's release, letting the weight shift into the elbows. Bring the hands, maybe one hand length closer to the body. Now as you inhale, pull up into a nice gentle cobra. Exhale, release. Inhale, pull up, pressing the pinky toe side of the feet into the earth. Exhale, release. One more. We'll pull up as we inhale. Exhale, release. Place the hands on either side of the chest. And as you inhale, rock the hips back. Exhale to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhaling, step the right foot forward between the hands. Anjaneya Asana. Good. Hands come to the top of the thigh, into the heart. And then all the way up. Relax through the shoulders. Good. Now, inner thighs are drawing in toward the midline of the body. Maybe slightly bend that back knee and scissor the feet isometrically so you can really feel those inner thighs. Lift up through the heart and then press out through the back heel. Maybe come deeper into the front thigh. Good. We'll inhale, release the hands to the earth. Exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right, Uttanasana. We'll inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, we're down through the feet, rise up. And exhale, let's fold forward, dive forward. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, step the left foot back. We have to walk here, right? Good. You come to the heart. Sweep all the way up. Anjaneya Asana. Relax through the shoulders. Good. We'll inhale, reach forward and down to the earth. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Now as you exhale, you can lower down as we did before, knees, belly, chest, or come into your low push-up, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, either to cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale, to downward facing dog. Inhale, set the left foot forward. Anjaneya Asana. We sweep around and up. Sink in. Inhale, reach forward and down. Exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left. We'll inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. This time, let's bend the knees deeply. Root down through the feet. Sweep the arms around and up. Keep the tush low. Come into Utkatasana. Good. Now, we'll stay here for a few breaths. So begin to breathe into the back of the lungs. Rooting the tailbone down. Maybe tucking the tailbone under. Good. Oh, good. I just saw some good tailbone tucking. Now at the same time as you're rooting that tailbone down to the earth, the heart is light. Oh, beautiful, beautiful shoulders. Toes are light here. Shoulders are light. Heart is light. One more breath in. Let's exhale and fold. Inhale up halfway. Lengthening, and exhale, fold. This time as you inhale, let's step the right foot back, drop the right heel, make your way to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Hips square to me, to the front of the room. So those right ribs are moving forward. Left ribs are moving back, beautiful. Really pressing into that outer edge of the foot. So we know what we're doing with our front leg. We're bending, we're coming deeply into that front thigh. But at the same time, the back leg is straight and strong. So just as we did in our Anjaneya Asana, really tap into the energy of the back thigh. So scissor the feet together. So draw the legs together isometrically. Bringing our intention into those inner thighs. And then really press into the outer edge of that right foot. We're going to draw the hands together. Gaze up at the thumbs. So we'll take a nice slight back bend here. Come more deeply into the front leg. Good. Now as you inhale, reach forward. Let the hands make their way to the floor. And exhale. To downward facing dog. inhale to plank. We'll exhale either knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga. We'll inhale to our cobra or upward facing dog. We'll exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good, now as you inhale, step the right foot forward, drop the left heel, Virabhadrasana, 1 second side. This time the left ribs are moving forward, right ribs are moving back. Pressing into the outer edge of the left foot. Wonderful. Heart's lifted. Are we too hot in here?
It's warm.
Good. Heart's lifting. Collarbones spreading. Shoulder blades drawing down the back. Beautiful. Good. And as you inhale, reach forward, releasing the hands down to the earth. As you exhale, step that left foot forward to meet the right. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Let's bend the knees. Root down through the feet. Sweep the arms around and up. Coming to Uttanasana. Fierce. Tucking the tailbone under. Let's inhale the hands to the heart. As you exhale, twist to the right, placing the left elbow on the right, on the outside edge of the right knee. Good. Now hips are staying low here. To get deeper into that twist, maybe arch the back just a touch. Good. Now if you'd like, you can spread your wings here. Releasing the left hand down to the earth and the right arm up toward the sky. Spreading the collarbone. Still staying in the four corners of the feet. Let's inhale back to center. And exhale, twist to the left. Good, making sure the knees stay even. Sometimes one wants to beat the other one, wants to race ahead. Now if you'd like, release the right hand down toward the floor and the left arm up toward the sky, spreading your wings. Good. In Parivrita Utkatasana, revolved, fierce. Let's inhale back to center. And exhale, fold. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Now as you inhale, step the right foot back. Let's again come into Anjaneya Asana. Hands come to the heart. And then all the way up. Relax through the shoulder. Heart's lifted, relax. Here, relax the face. Gently bring the hands to the heart center. And as you exhale, open up into Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Come deeply into the front thigh. Tuck the tailbone ever so slightly. And then make sure that you can always see your big toe on that left foot. Good. Spines are nice and long. Beautiful. Right hip is moving back. Yeah. Tuck the tailbone ever so slightly. Soft through the face. Good. Now staying in that front thigh, let's release the right arm back to the right leg, coming into reverse warrior. The palm can spin to face the back of the room. Now here, instead of collapsing onto that leg, stay lifted through the heart. Stay lifted through the low back. Good. And then come a little more deeply into that front quadricep. Good. Yeah. Come deep in there. Beautiful. Yeah. Let's inhale back to Virabhadrasana 2. And as you exhale, bend the left elbow, drop it to the top of the left thigh. Sweep the right arm up and overhead, reach for the front of the room. And then relax the right shoulder away from the ear. Good, now we're still scooping the tailbone, but that top hip, that right hip, is opening up and back. This leg is staying strong. Good, very good. Beautiful, really pressing into my foot, gorgeous. Just really beautiful, nice long spines. Breathing. Heart up. Good. Now let's gently inhale and transition to hands on the floor. And exhale to downward facing dog. We'll inhale and step the right foot forward between the hands. Anjaneyasana. Good. So we're on the back toe. Hands come to the top of the heart. Or to the top of the thighs, then to the heart. And then up. Now here, feel freedom in the low back. Lift up through the heart, lift up through the low back while you come more deeply into the hips. Beautiful. One more breath here. Hands come to the heart. And then let's open up into Virabhadrasana 2. Hips open. Hip bones are facing the wall with the mirrors. Gazing down our right fingertips. Relaxing through the shoulders. Good. Maybe finding the hint of a smile. It's so soft in this moment. Releasing the left hand back to the left leg. Spinning the right hand to face the back wall. Good. In reverse warrior. Good, stay here, come in to that front thigh. Good. Feel the lift of the spine. Lift through the heart. Good, and as you exhale, make your way back to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Good. Well, inhale, bend the right elbow, drop it to the right thigh, and exhale, sweep the left arm up and overhead, Uttita Parsvakonasana. Relax the left shoulder away from the ear. Now really press into that outer edge of the left foot. Yeah. Really press in. Good, yes, I love feeling those straightened legs just really ignite. Beautiful. Let's inhale and spiral the hands down to the floor. And as you exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right. We'll inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Let's rise all the way up. And exhale the hands to the heart. Good. Preparing for a little balancing work, maybe lifting the toes of the right foot and spreading them. Settling the gaze out somewhere on the wall. Turn the left knee out to the left. And as you are ready, we'll bring the sole of that left foot to the inside edge of the right leg, either the calf, the ankle, or the inner thigh. Hands come to the heart center. The tailbone is still drawing down to the floor. Here in tree pose, Vrikshasana. Trees are constantly, annually renewing themselves. Just like us in our practice. And we are rooting down into the earth and rising up into our highest self. Let's turn the left knee forward. And then if it feels okay, bring the two knees together. Good. Reach around, grabbing the inside edge of the left foot. Extend the right arm up to the sky. Breathe in here. And as you breathe out, begin to tip forward. As you kick the left leg up into the left hand. And begin to Natarajasana. Dancing Shiva, our cosmic dancer. We'll inhale back to center. And exhale, release. Beautiful. Good. Now give that right foot a bit of a break. Come into the left foot. Spread the toes. Find the four corners of the feet. Turn the right knee out. And then bring the sole of the right foot to the inside edge of the left leg, wherever it feels best. Hands come to the heart. Go down into the feet. If you like, you can extend the arms up. Keeping the hands together in Anjali Mudra, or releasing them out to Jnana Mudra, joining the thumb and the index finger. Gently bringing the hands back to center. Turning the right knee forward and then bringing the two knees together. Reach around with the right hand, grabbing the inside edge of that right foot. Extend the left arm up as you breathe in. And then begin to reach forward with the right hand, or the left hand, kicking the right foot up. Just as you hold. And bringing a nice little back bend here. Let's inhale back up and exhale, release. Hands come back to the heart. As you inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up, gaze up. Exhale and dive forward. Inhale up halfway and exhale, fold. As you inhale, step the left foot back, Anjaneyasana. Now from here, let's keep the left hand on the floor. Bring the right hand to the right hip. Now as you inhale, really lengthen from your heel all the way beyond the crown of the head. And as you exhale, extend that right arm up toward the sky, taking a nice twist here. Now again, our back leg is doing a lot of work. It's straight and strong. It's really pressing out through the heel. And we're very light through our left hand on the floor. And press yourself away from the floor. If you'd like, you can bring the hands to the heart into prayer position, placing the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee, taking out just a little bit more deeply. Good. Breathing into the deepest parts of the lungs, renewing here. Inhale back to center. And as you exhale, release the hands to the earth. Release that left knee to the earth. Scooch the right foot over to the right. Let's bring the upper body to the inside edge of that right knee, the right leg. Good. Let's inhale here. As you exhale, begin to lower the upper body toward the floor. We'll inhale, come back up. And exhale, lower. Just working with that hip dynamically. Inhale, coming back up and lengthening. And as you exhale, this time we'll stay where we first begin to feel tension in the right hip. Perhaps we come to rest on a block. Maybe we rest on our elbows. If you're all the way down on the floor and you feel like, ooh, this is a party, then you can curl your back toes under and lift that knee up off the floor. Maybe not a party, but something like that. Let's press the hands into the floor and slowly begin to walk ourselves back up. Now scooch that right foot even farther over to the right. Turn the toes out, maybe 45 degrees. And maybe flex the foot and come onto the outer edge of the foot. Now keeping the left hand on the floor or on a block, begin to press the right hand into the inside edge of that left knee, right knee. Now gaze up at the sky. Lengthen the spine here. Now if you like, you can begin to bend that back knee and reach around with the right hand, grabbing the top of the foot. Still lengthening our spine here. Wherever we are, breathing into the space, breathing around any tension. And as you breathe out, watching it dissolve. Slowly release the foot if you have it. Coming back to center, scooching the right foot back toward the midline of the body, bringing the hands to either side. Let's press back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands. Then we'll again come to Anjaneya Asana. Good, sweep the arms around and up. Good, exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, release the right hand to the earth, the left hand to the left hip, and exhale, twisting, extending that left arm all the way up to the sky. Good, really coming into the twist, lengthening with each breath in, and deepening the twist, spiraling the heart up toward the sky. With each breath out, light through the right hand. Let's inhale back to center. But now we'll begin to scooch that left foot out to the side as we drop the right knee down to the earth. Good, hands come to the floor or to a block. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to lower the heart down toward the floor. Inhale, lengthen, lifting up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, begin to lower, finding that space where you first feel tension. Nice long spine, still rolling the shoulders down the back. Beautiful. Good, lengthening from seat to crown. Good. Beautiful, nice long spine. Gorgeous, nice long spine. Good, rolling the shoulders. Oh, that's slowly begin to walk ourselves back up. Scooch that foot even farther over to the left. Maybe turn the toes out 45 degrees. Flex the foot and come onto the outer edge. Good. Place the right hand on the floor and press the left hand into that inside edge of the left knee. Good. Lengthening the spine, lifting up through the heart. And beautiful. Deep stretch in our hips, in our hamstrings. If you'd like to work the quads a bit, you can bend that back knee. Reach around with the left hand, grabbing the top of the right foot. Or maybe not grabbing, just bending the knee and reaching up toward the sky, victorious. About making it to yoga on January 7th, 2010. Living in your intention. Let's release and come back to center. Spread the fingertips wide and press back to downward facing dog. Let's gently inhale the knees to the earth. And as you exhale, rock the hips back. Now from here, let's come into a twisted child's pose. So take the right hand and just slide it underneath the left arm. Come to rest on the right ear. Maybe taking the knees just a little bit wider than you normally would. And find a place that's comfortable here. Do what works. Just getting a beautiful stretch through the upper back. And as you inhale, slowly make your way back to center. And as you exhale, we'll twist the other way. We'll thread that left arm underneath the right, coming to rest on the left ear. Releasing through the hips. Releasing through the low back, through the mid back, through the upper back. And we'll inhale and slowly untwist. And we'll just take our time pressing ourselves back up to a seated position. Just use your arms. Now if you would like, just fold a bit of your mat over. We're going to come up onto our knees, and it's nice sometimes to have a little bit of additional support. So standing on the knees are right below the hips. Let's extend that right leg out to the right. Point the toes to the right so that the kneecap is facing the sky. You may need to readjust to make sure that that left hip bone is right over top of the knee. Let's inhale, extending the arms out to T. As you exhale, just hinge all the way to the right. Good. Reach right. Release that right arm down, maybe to the shin, maybe to the thigh. And then sweep the left arm up and overhead, pointing the fingertips all the way to the right. Now, if you'd like more for your abdominals, you can extend that right arm up. Good. Breathe here. Stay light through the heart. Heart is still spinning up. And we're feeling a beautiful massage through that left hip here in Parigasana. And as you exhale, let the upper body move forward, resting both palms on the floor. Bring the right knee back underneath the right hip. We'll slowly walk ourselves back up to standing on the knees. And slowly extend the left leg out to the left, pointing the toes all the way to the left. Kneecap pointing up. Inhale the arms up to T. Exhale, reach to the left, and then release that arm down. Sweep the right arm up and over, and relax the right shoulder away from the ear. Beautiful. So often we wear those shoulders like earrings. Just relax. Good. Beautiful. Tune in to the breath. Your intention for this practice, for this year. Let yourself renew yet again. Let's walk the hands forward and then come back up to both knees, maybe moving the mat so it's again flat on the floor. Rest the bum on the floor and come onto your back. Now we'll practice a few inversions this evening. If you would not like to come into shoulder stand, but you would like the benefits of having the feet above the heart. You can do a sort of free standing version of Viparita Karani, or legs up the wall, using a block,
where you place the block underneath the lowest part of the spine and then extend the legs up and let the arms come out to T.
If you are in need of a block, just wave at me.
Good. Now in the alternative, we will make our way into Sarvangasana, or shoulder stand, where we press the hands into the floor as we extend the legs up toward the sky. Really press the hands in and hoist the hips up over the shoulders. The feet will drop back behind the head a bit. Press the hands into the low back and then make the legs towards straight. So our ankles are over our knees, are over our hips, are over our shoulders.
And I will be around to check on you. If anyone has questions,
wherever we are, we're just breathing into the space. We are recirculating our energy.
Stimulating all of our energy centers, and ultimately renewing ourselves here. Let the breath stay smooth and even. Now, if you are in shoulder stand and you would like to come into Halasana or plow pose, keep the hips over the shoulders and slowly begin to let the feet drop back behind the head. Spine stays long. Good. Arms can extend all the way out onto the floor behind you. And notice the attention naturally slow down a bit, naturally turn within, much like we often do in the winter months. Now, if you are in Halasana or plow pose, or if you are in Sarvangasana, take good care as you are coming out to slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. If you are in Viparita Karani, slowly draw the knees into the chest and move your little block out of the way. And once we have returned to the earth, extend the legs all the way out onto the floor and press the elbows into the earth, coming up onto the elbows, first gazing at the toes and then lifting up through the heart and allowing the head to drop back, coming into Matsyasana or fish pose. Just re-centering the body, re-integrating the cervical spine. Press the elbows into the earth and lift the head, gazing at the toes. We'll move the elbows out to the sides. And let's bend the knees, bringing the feet close in. And let the knees flop out to the sides, bringing the soles of your feet together in Supta Baddha Konasana. Now from here, if you'd like, you can extend the arms up overhead. Or if you'd like, you can clasp the elbows with opposite hands above the head.
with the breath, shift in to the space below the navel. Let yourself release through the inner hips and the outer hips. Let the face become soft. Filling up with breath as you inhale, expanding in every way, letting go completely with each exhale. Slowly bring the hands down to your sides, maybe just around where the knees are. We'll press the outer edges of the feet into the floor. And as you inhale, lift the pelvis, lift the low back. Coming into a modified version of bridge, Setu Bandha Sarvangasana. And as you exhale, slowly roll all the way down onto the floor. Again, as you inhale, press the outer edges of the feet into the floor, lift up through the pelvis, keeping our knees nice and wide. And as you exhale, roll down. Again, as you inhale, lift up. This time we'll stay here for a few breaths. See if you can relax the bum, relax the glutes, and come into the legs. And as you exhale, roll all the way down. Draw the knees together. And bring the knees into the chest. Let's gently rock from side to side here. Extend the arms out to T, so they're perpendicular to the spine. And let the feet come down to the floor. Taking a full breath here. And as you breathe out, let the knees fall to the right. Shift the gaze over the left shoulder. Let both shoulder blades melt into the floor. Let the face be soft. Let the body come to a place of ease. As you inhale, slowly come back to center. And as you exhale, let the knees fall to the left, shifting the gaze over the right shoulder. Again, softening through the face, softening through the whole right side of your body. And as we slow down, the mind more easily comes back to the gentle in and out flow of the breath. As you inhale, make your way back to center. And make any last adjustments to the body or maybe to your wardrobe. Before we make our way to our pose of final rest, Shavasana. If you ever experience low back pain, this is a great time to use your blanket underneath the thighs. If you would like to be covered with a blanket, just wave at me. Otherwise, begin to turn the palms to face up. Close the eyes if you haven't already.
feel the body expand into infinite stillness, infinite renewal, into the infinite breath. Circles with the wrists and the ankles. Deepening the breath. Maybe sweeping the arms out to the sides and up overhead, making the body just as long as possible. Hugging the knees into the chest and rocking from side to side. Releasing any last bits of tension and low back. And then rolling over onto your favorite side as you are ready. And taking a moment here in gratitude for the work that your body did this evening. Gratitude for your body for bringing you here to this class, making this space for renewal. And remembering that this peace that you are experiencing is yours anytime you come back to the breath. And gently, as you are ready, use the strength of the arms to bring yourself back up to a comfortable seated position. Slowly keeping your attention within. And I thought we could close this evening by practicing a tension release exercise where we bring the hands to the heart. And just imagine, if you will, a beautiful flower blooming in your heart center. And with each breath in, beautiful cleansing white light moves into that flower. And as you breathe out, any tension you may be feeling just rolls down the arms and onto the earth. We breathe light into our heart. And as we breathe out, we let go of tension. Breathe light into that space, into that beauty. Exhale and let go. Good, and I thought that before we say our goodbyes, we could end this evening by chanting Om three times, followed by the word Shanti three times. Shanti is the Sanskrit word for peace. We'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out. And in.
Thank you again for joining us for today's podcast. I truly appreciate your support. Music in this class was courtesy of Music Alley. We heard music by Robert Wolf, Mario Ajero, All India Radio, Gokul Salvati, and Robert Willie. Please visit the links in the show notes to support these artists. Thank you. Namaste.